Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Two men are injured after a shooting on New Bern Avenue in Raleigh. Coming up, I'll tell you more about the severities of those injuries and the question police are working to answer.
And we're starting with some sunshine this morning, but we do have the chance for some scattered storms this afternoon and evening. I'll show you the timeline coming up.
Plus, a ban on transgender athletes in North Carolina sports is getting closer to becoming law. The big changes lawmakers are making to the bill and which teams it will affect. We have that and so much more for you on your Monday. It is Thursday. It's Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConkey. I'm trying to take us back in time, apparently.
Yeah, we're not starting this one over.
No.
I can tell you that.
We're not.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Certainly great to have you along with us, making us part of your routine here on our Thursday. And it starts off as early on, it's a little bit warmer than it was this time yesterday morning.
Yeah.
So we can feel that summer heat coming on. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
Yeah, you know, it'll be Monday before you know it. It's only 4 days away. All right, let's take a live look in Goldsboro. We can see some cloud cover here. We're seeing varying conditions across the area. We will likely see whatever clouds are out there where you are dissipating a bit closer to lunchtime and then redeveloping later this afternoon with a little bit of daytime heating and a bit of moisture in the atmosphere. We'll see a few afternoon thunderstorms. Our dew point's sitting at 63. That still qualifies as nice on our muggy meter. But if it gets much higher than that, it really starts to ping toward muggy. 67 is the temperature around the Triangle area right now. Here's Futurecast showing some clouds across the area. And then closer to lunchtime, we're looking at mostly sunny skies. But then in the afternoon, we'll have the potential for a few isolated storms to pop up. They're not likely to be terribly widespread. It's a 30% chance. So there's less than half of us will end up seeing those storms later today. 55 right now in Roxboro. That's by far our cool spot. It's 70 in Fayetteville, 65 in Rocky Mount, and 64 degrees and Southern Pines right now. Our temperatures are running anywhere from around 5 to almost 10 degrees warmer than yesterday. So that's a noticeable change. I was out live yesterday and I had my jacket on until we got closer to 9 o'clock. 83 at lunchtime. We'll see a high of almost 90 this afternoon. Of course, ending with a few scattered storms. We'll see some more storms tomorrow and I'll show you the timeline for those coming up. Brian?
602 right now and we are tracking a minor crash on the northern side of Central Raleigh. This is at Raleigh Boulevard at Barksdale Drive. Not causing any problems as far as we can tell on the sensors out there. Of course, we'll watch that, let you know if it changes. Look out for some police activity, though, as you head through that area. Let's take a look at those major approaches into Durham. We're off to a pretty good start coming in from northern Wake County on 98 westbound. No delays from Highway 50 out to 885 and out of North Durham on southbound 501. It looks good from Infinity Road to I-85.
All right, Brian, thank you. We're following breaking news in Raleigh, where two people are hurt after an overnight shooting near a hotel on New Bern Avenue. Michael Grace joins us now at the scene in the WRAL breaking news tracker. Michael, police just cleared that scene in the last 15 minutes. What do we know right now?
Yeah, that's right, Michelle. But this is still an ongoing investigation because right now, Raleigh Watch Commander says that no one is in custody. Now, we know those two men who were hurt, one was shot in the foot, taken to the hospital, is expected to be okay. The other was treated right here on scene and then released shortly after. But I want to get you to this video of what that scene looked like earlier this morning because it was a massive one. Crime tape all around the hotel, here in the front of the hotel, in the back of the hotel, and there were two points of focus. A room on the second floor of the hotel that had forensics going in and out, taking pictures, and then Fraser Drive, which is actually behind the hotel, 19 different evidence markers, some of which included a number of bullet casings. So they were processing that scene. They were also processing the scene here at the hotel. So a lot for these investigators to work through this morning in the 3 hours that they were here for. But again, the big question we're still working with the Raleigh Watch Commander on is if they have any leads on that shooter right now. Live in Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
There's a push to ban transgender athletes from female sports teams in North Carolina, and it's getting closer to becoming law. It is moving today in the General Assembly, where you're looking live here, and WRAL's Keenan Willard is there in front of the building this morning. Lawmakers are making some key changes to who this ban might affect, Keenan.
And it's set this morning to move in front of the full Senate, taking another step forward in the process to becoming state law. It's going to be deliberated there at the legislature, as you said. And this is going to be House Bill 574. It would prevent anyone designated male at birth from playing on girls' or women's public school sports teams, running from the middle school level up through college. The ban previously applied to men's teams as well, but lawmakers have now changed that, saying they don't want to stop any female students from joining men's teams. Proponents say this is an effort to keep women's sports limited to biological women, while critics tell WREL they feel that this bill targets a small and vulnerable group of people unfairly. This is going to be deliberated this morning in front of the full Senate and could become North Carolina law as soon as next week. Kenan Willard, WREL News.
And we're working to learn this morning if charges will be filed against two people detained after a targeted shooting that damaged homes and cars in Raleigh. Police say one person was hurt in the gunfire. They are expected to survive. The WREL Breaking News Tracker was there last night as investigators looked through evidence at the scene on Orchard Trace Way. That's just off Rock Quarry Road. Officers have not named the two people who were detained.
New this morning, a Johnston County church is grieving the loss of a grandmother. She died in a crash while taking her son to vacation Bible school. Princeton Church posted to Facebook asking for prayers and thanking first responders. Sky 5 flew over that crash on US 70 in Johnston County. Highway Patrol says Jean Thompson was turning into the church parking lot when she was hit by a van, or she hit a van, and Thompson died. Her grandson and the driver of the van were taken to the hospital, and we're working to learn their conditions.
Happening now in the WREL Live Center, former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson admits he misled the House of Commons about parties, holiday parties held at 10 Downing Street during pandemic lockdown when he was prime minister. This is new information from a committee that investigated the so-called Partygate, that committee report being made public this morning. The committee says it would have recommended Johnson be suspended from the House for 90 days and pull his former member pass, which would have allowed him limited access to Parliament. Johnson resigned of his prime minister position ahead of the release of this report. He also attacked that committee, calling it beneath contempt. Now, while Johnson says and he admits that he misled the House of Parliament, he said he did not do it intentionally. Now, I mentioned those sanctions. It's not clear if the House of Parliament can actually enforce those sanctions since Johnson resigned.
All right, Ken, thank you. Well, some big changes to the way we vote in North Carolina could take a key step forward today. The Senate Elections Committee is expected to sign off on two bills. One bill would put new restrictions on mail-in ballots and same-day registration, and another would change the makeup of the Board of Elections to balance it equally between political parties. Democrats say the bills make it much harder for people to vote. Republicans say it's aimed at preventing voter fraud.
This morning, coming off of this scene, there is an urgent warning and bigger demand for water safety hours after a young boy was rescued on the Neuse River. Raleigh police and emergency crews responded Wednesday afternoon just before 4. It happened near Lock Raven Parkway and Old Mill Burney Road, right in the area known as Raleigh Beach. People on the river were able to pull the unconscious boy from the water moments before EMS arrived. We're told the boy is about 9 or 10 years old and appeared to be on the river unsupervised. This is a place that doesn't have lifeguards on site. At last check, the boy was conscious and recovering at the hospital.
An investigation is underway into how a Fort Liberty soldier died in South Carolina. Staff Sergeant Jaime Contreras was taking part in land training at Fort Jackson when he did not return from an exercise. 9 hours later, he was found unresponsive in an area just off the training course. He later died. Investigators don't know what led to his death. A memorial service is being planned.
Could be harsher punishments on the way for anyone who attacks utility equipment in North Carolina, and it could soon become law. Today, the state Senate will hold a final vote on a bill to impose new criminal penalties on attackers, including a minimum prison sentence of 58 months. If the bill passes today, it'll head to Governor Roy Cooper for his signature. It comes in direct response to the shootings last year that targeted two power substations in Moore County. They caused days-long blackouts. Police have not made any arrests in those shootings.
A woman who says she was fired from Starbucks because she's white just won millions in settlement money, her case against the coffee chain.
And a massive I-95 collapse in Philadelphia is affecting more than just traffic. How it is now affecting the regional supply chain.
It's a beautiful morning with some lovely sunrise views across our area. But late this afternoon and evening, we have the chance of a few scattered thunderstorms. I'll show you who's most likely to see those coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:12. It's a pretty morning out there. Temperatures a little warmer than yesterday. 67 here in Durham. It's 67 in the gardens here, right behind the studios in Raleigh. 70 degrees right now in Durham again. Let's take a look at what's happening as you head out the door. Our temperature close to 70 in some places, but near the Virginia line, we're still in the 50s. So it's a wide range. It's a touch more humid than it was this time yesterday, but we'll see partly cloudy skies for the most part this morning as you're walking the dog. It still feels fairly comfortable now, but we do climb into the low 80s at lunchtime and to nearly 90 this afternoon. If you're walking the dog late today, there could be a few isolated thunderstorms, but they won't be widespread. We'll walk through the timeline for storms today and again tomorrow. Coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, 6:13 now. We're still tracking that minor crash in Raleigh at Raleigh Boulevard at Barksdale Drive. Still not seeing any delays on the sensors in that area, but still you might run into a little bit of police activity on the side of the road. So move over and slow down as you head through there. Elsewhere around the triangle, we are looking good. Going to head out to the south side of Durham. Check in on I-40 at Highway 55. Everything looking good in both directions out there. Just a 1 minute delay showing up on that eastbound side of 40 from 15501 out to 885. Jeff.
Brian, I know you saw this terrible scene on our roads yesterday, and we've made calls to find out from police if charges will be filed after a crash involving a Wake County school bus. We're told 40 students were on board when this happened yesterday afternoon. Sky 5 flew over the scene on US 401 near Banks Road. One other vehicle was involved. No one was hurt.
Wake County K-9 Deputy Santos received a big show of support as he was laid to rest. He was the longest serving patrol K-9 for the sheriff's office. Santos was accidentally shot by a Knightdale police officer last month. His handler, Maria Fuentes, spoke at his memorial service yesterday. She described him as a fun, social butterfly when he was not on the clock, but got down to business when it was time to work.
He was my eyes, ears, and my closest backup, if and when I needed him.
Santos wasn't supposed to die tragically. He was supposed to grow old.
Fuentes says that she forgives the officer who accidentally shot Santos.
Super sad. A woman who claims she was fired from her job at Starbucks because she's white has won a $25 million settlement. Shannon Phillips lost her job as a regional director in the Philadelphia area in 2018. It happened after two black men were arrested at a Starbucks there for not ordering anything. It turned out they were waiting for a business associate. Phillips says Starbucks then took steps to punish white employees who worked around Philadelphia in an effort to improve its image, and she stood up in opposition. She says she thinks that's why Starbucks fired her, and the jury hearing her case agreed.
You may be able to place legal bets on sports in North Carolina in just a few months. Governor Roy Cooper signed sports betting into law yesterday at the Spectrum Center, which is home of the Charlotte Hornets. The governor's signature starts the clock for the State Lottery Commission to come up with rules and issue licenses for sports betting companies to operate in this state.
This is truly a bipartisan accomplishment, one of many over the last few years. And this certainly will help North Carolina compete, and that is critical.
January 8th is the earliest that you could be able to place a bet, but the commission has to set up the system. In addition to mobile betting, it would also allow for in-person betting at stadiums, including PNC Arena and Wake Med Soccer Park.
Demolition work on a section of I-95 that collapsed in Philadelphia on Sunday is due to wrap up today. The damage from the fiery collapse has snarled traffic and is now starting to impact the regional supply chain. This morning on Today, a delivery driver explains how these delays are having a real impact on his clients.
What kind of impact are you seeing from the road collapse?
We depend on roadways to get where we got to go. We're a same-day carrier. We need to get somewhere fast and on time. And if we can't, then we might lose a customer.
Yeah, about 14,000 delivery trucks are facing more than 40 miles of detours to get around that collapsed section of highway. This morning on Today, how those businesses are adapting. Today airs at 7 right after this newscast on WRAL.
617 now on your Thursday. A really nice start weather-wise this morning. Temperatures feeling nice. And Elizabeth, my favorite shot there is Goldsboro. You can see the sun just rising in the sky there.
Isn't that so pretty? It's absolutely gorgeous. This time of year, that sun rises right beside that building as we take a look at this shot. A little bit of cloud cover out there right now, but we'll see mostly sunny skies up through around the middle of the afternoon. And then we can see some storms that start to develop. Apex is looking lovely, too. We're seeing clear skies and just a few little clouds there. This is a live look at Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and of course our Durham newsroom right there, adjacent to the DBAP. Here's a look at the big picture. We have a stationary front that's sitting across the Deep South. We yesterday had a lot of severe thunderstorm watches and even some tornado watches. We continue to have severe thunderstorm warnings, the yellow boxes that are popping up there. So still some severe storms ongoing right now, well to our south and west. Here's a look at some of the storm reports from yesterday. Huge numbers here. The white circles are where we had wind damage reports, 185 of those. And the blue circles are hail, 121 of those. We had seven tornadoes as well. In order to see those, I'll zoom in a little bit. A lot of those were in Georgia and Alabama, and there was definitely some damage done there. We're not likely to see any severe storms in our area, but we are likely to see some scattered storms popping up this afternoon, and we could see that again tomorrow, too. We'll kick things off right here at 5 a.m. and roll it through the day. You can see between now and 8 or 9 o'clock, partly cloudy skies. We see that at lunchtime as well. And then into the evening, especially in our southern counties, we have maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm that could pop up here and there. Not looking at anything widespread for us, but just a small chance. We're giving it a 30% chance for this evening. We'll wake up tomorrow morning to partly cloudy skies and sunshine on and off. Should be really similar to this morning and another similar afternoon too. Just isolated thunderstorms that could pop up anywhere starting around the time of the evening commute through dinner. And then after that, those should begin to taper off. But if you do have outdoor evening plans for Friday in particular, you just want to kind of keep your eye on the radar. Download your WRL weather app. You can follow the radar right there. Planning for Father's Day. Again, we're going to see some late day thunderstorms tomorrow at the high of 91. But Saturday and Sunday, we're really down to very little chance of storms. 88 degrees Saturday, 91 on Sunday. It will be hot, but the humidity won't be terrible. We have the Capital City Juneteenth celebration on Saturday at Dick's Park, and we're proud community sponsors of that here at WRAL. It'll be warm, but not too humid. And then for Father's Day, drive it hot, looking at a high of 91 degrees. We also are watching the tropics. Nothing happening right now, but some of our models are showing the potential for some development off the coast of Africa. It doesn't look like it would develop into a tropical storm necessarily, but we could have a tropical depression to take a look at potentially sometime next week. Once we get into next week, we see a completely different weather pattern. Once we get past Juneteenth on Monday, we're looking at Tuesday and Wednesday with some scattered storms. We start summer on Wednesday with a high of just 79, Brian.
All right, 620 right now. We're still tracking that crash in Raleigh inside the Beltline at Raleigh Boulevard at Barksdale Drive. This is a minor crash. Not seeing any big delays with this. And at this point, it may have been cleared, but still Raleigh 911 showing a call out there. So we'll keep you up to date as we see those sensor readings come in over the next little while. Taking a look at your other major approaches into Raleigh right now, we're in pretty good shape. Overall, major routes coming in from the southern side of Wake County are clear. 40 westbound through the Garner area from Cleveland, looking good up to the 440 split. And coming in from Knightdale this morning, about a 1 minute delay showing up on 87 southbound from 64 Business out to 440.
Thanks, Brian. More women are coming forward with allegations against Bill Cosby. Why 9 women are telling their stories now.
Plus, people in the Deep South are cleaning up after storms ripped through the area. We'll show you the striking video from the moments tornadoes touched down.
And we have a look at your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg and Home.
Indiana Jones is back for another adventure, and the new movie's premiere came with an unexpected treat.
This is great. Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
Yeah, the legendary John Williams conducted a surprise orchestral performance of the film series' iconic theme at last night's big premiere. That new movie, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, is going to be in theaters June 30th.
I just listen
so cool.
to that.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. So, I mean, Star Wars, think about what he's done. Star Wars, the first two Home Alone movies, the things that he, Jurassic Park,
yeah.
movie, three Harry Potter flicks. I mean, he's been involved in so many things. It's just iconic to hear that. So
I just watched Jurassic Park last night.
Yeah.
I did.
Do you recognize it?
Yes, I do. I do.
I think he's done very well in his chosen career.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
Two Georgia women are going viral after a prank at Cracker Barrel. They framed a photo of themselves and used it to add to the decor of the restaurant by leaving it on a mantle. It's a black and white photo that shows them dressed as farmers, complete with overalls and a guest appearance with the chicken.
Oh my gosh, yeah, they posted this to TikTok. You saw the woman get up from the chair and kind of walk over to the mantle. Look at this picture, though. You would think that it belonged in the restaurant. Look at her. She's like, I'm going to do it. Here I go. I'm going to get up. I'm going to put this on the mantle. Nobody's going to know. But you know the funny thing? This is not the first time this has happened. Other people in previous years have done this. They've just printed out a picture of themselves with their friends, and they just kind of secretly put it on the mantle. You would never know.
Then they took a photo with it, and yeah, you know why nobody knows? There's so much junk all over the place in the Cracker Barrel. That's why you don't, right? That's why you don't recognize it.
There's stuff everywhere. It's true. It's cool, though. Yeah. It's cool.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, we're getting our first look at the full lineup for this year's Big Bluegrass Festival in downtown Raleigh. This year's popular IBMA Bluegrass Live will feature headline performers, including Molly Tuttle, Golden Highway, Jerry Douglas, and Missy Raines, and Allegheny, with special guest Allison Brown. The 11th annual event kicks off September 29th. Stages will be set up at Red Hat and also stages around downtown. Of course, WREL is a proud sponsor. You can find more information at WREL.com in the Out and About section.
First time 75 years, the U.S. Open is happening in Los Angeles. So you can watch all the action right here in WREL. Coverage begins tonight at 8 o'clock. It is primetime stuff because it's taking place on the West Coast. It goes throughout the weekend. One player to watch. There's 160 plus players to watch, but last PGA Championship winner earlier this year, last major winner, live golfer Brooks Koepka on the grounds.
Steps forward for a bill that would restrict some transgender athletes from playing sports in public schools in North Carolina. The change is being made before this could become law very soon.
And toasty temperatures for the next couple of days, but we'll end the day with some afternoon thunderstorms. I'll show you the timeline before we get into the weekend. Plus, two men are recovering after being shot outside a hotel on New Bern Avenue just a couple hours ago. Michael Grace will join us after the break in the WREL Breaking News Tracker with what he's learning from police.